The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on what's going on with Earl Ingram. He is the founder and proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How can people get in touch with you?
They can always call at 262-429-9429 or go to welltopiarx.com and give me a message.
And I don't care where you're located in this nation or across the globe, you can reach out to Dr. Omar and he will get back to you. Dr. Omar, let's get right at it. You wanted to talk about hormones.
Yeah, there is a very interesting story that makes my blood boil every single time I think about it, which is the Women's Health Initiative study gets published in 2002, front page news everywhere, hormones cause breast cancer and heart attack. Overnight, millions of women and doctors panic, rip off prescriptions, and hormone therapy becomes the public enemy number one. The FDA slaps the strongest possible warning on the label, the black box, warning on every estradiol or estrogen product. This little black rectangle scared three generations of women away from hormones for over 20 years. And unfortunately, the studies were flawed. The average woman in the study was 63 years old, 12 plus years past menopause. They used oral estrogens that cause increased blood clotting and increased inflammation in the body. So they took the wrong drug, the wrong form, the wrong route, the wrong age group, and then painted all hormone therapy with the same brush. The result? Millions of women suffered unnecessary hot flashes, depression, bone loss, and dementia. So doctors became terrified as well, and it would be hard to run the conversation with many conventional medicine doctors about the need for women for those hormones. But fast forward, 2024, 2025, the same researchers who ran the WHI have spent 20 plus years reanalyzing their own data plus dozens of new trials. And the conclusion was that the use of bioidentical estrogen through the skin, the use of micronized progesterone, which is the forms of hormones that we preach and we tell patients to use according to the studies, and starting women early on hormone replacement therapy when needed, all of that would lower all-cause mortality, lower heart disease, and lower dementia as well. And in October 13th, 2025, the FDA finally admits what functional doctors have known for two decades. The black box does not apply to properly done bioidentical hormone therapy, and they removed that black box, and more people, more women are asking about what is hormone replacement therapy? Am I a candidate or not? It's like the FDA has given permission for the correct discussion of this important topic.
Dr. Omar, it is more than nauseating to hear this news because the first thing that comes to my mind is not just this issue, but how many other issues, and how many other things. We have to trust the people who are doing these studies. Where else do we go? And we have to trust the FDA to look out for what's in the best interest of the American people. And when you come and give us this kind of information, Dr. Omar, about the mistakes that have taken place, these aren't mistakes that maybe make your fingernails grow longer. They're life-changing mistakes that cost people their lives in probably trillions of dollars, in these mistakes. And the fact that they probably knew and just allowed people to make more money is what is, I think, at the root of this, Dr. Omar. How do you, the doctors, be damned? Money is the root of the game.
Yeah, so I mean, we trust the FDA, but the reality looks different. There are mistakes, there are reversals, and sometimes they are life-changing. We absolutely need the FDA. They protect us from contaminated drugs, fake products, and dangerous compounds. But let's be honest, the FDA is made of humans, and humans make mistakes, and they contract certain parties or organizations to do the studies. And that's why it's very important to have the science talk and have the discussion. Is this relevant or not? Because for about more than 20 years, we've been having this discussion with doctors in which your patient might need hormones because the labs are showing that there is deficiency in those important components of our health. We have known for years and years through studies that estrogen is very important for women's memory. All right. A 39 years old or 45 years old woman goes to the doctor and she says, "I feel I'm losing my memory." And the doctor would tell her, "This is in your head," and sends her away with an antidepressant. But the studies and the lab work is showing that she is low on estrogen. If you replace that estrogen within a few months, the problem will be resolved. So we try to provide the studies and the information that we trust, and many of the practitioners would be open to the conversation, or we tell the patients there are doctors who are specialists in hormones who can help you. So it's a one-to-one discussion, but unfortunately, there are millions of people that get left behind.
Dr. Omar, I just, look at my wife, and at 69 years of age,
God bless her.
and you look and you just, she's fragile, and she's never been a big person, but you know that these kinds of things impact and affect her as they do all women. And the fact that this information is now forthcoming, if nothing else, Dr. Omar, at least we know now moving forward. Is it safe to say that they've gone back and now realize, the mistakes they've made? Is it safe to, were they forced into this?
It is safe to say that I meet so many people, women in particular, and I ask them, "How do you eat?" They reply, "We eat healthy." "How do you sleep?" "We sleep perfect." "So why are you here?" "I'm coming to complain. I feel the worst. I feel like my body is disconnected from me." I asked them, can I see the labs? I don't see any hormone labs that were done. So it is safe to say that any woman after 35 or 40 years of age or 42 years of age, when the cycle starts to change, it is time to ask the doctor to run hormonal check to see where are the levels, to see if there's any imbalances to help correct them. Because to give you an example, a woman with low estrogen is going to have memory decline, brain fog, word finding issues. I can't find the word. I can't find the
Right.
keys. Slower processing. So high risk of Alzheimer. Can you just, if you replace the estrogen earlier, you're going to have lower risk of Alzheimer's. Mood and emotional regulation and anxiety, depression, irritability, crying spells, loss of resilience. And then there is the metabolism and weight. I'm gaining weight. I used to be able to lose weight. I go to the gym. I can't lose the weight. So we're not saying that hormones are for every woman, but we say checking the labs is very important to know if there's any imbalances to correct them. And many times it's simple corrections. Many times it is by diet change, by certain supplements, by changing certain way of living. So the paradox of what we are having is that we're looking for a prescription to solve the problem. But many times we need to have more labs done. And when you go to the doctor and they run the yearly check of labs, CBC, complete blood count, the lipid profile, and they got everything is perfect. But did we run the hormones? Did we see the estrogen, progesterone, testosterone? We now see, thanks to the FDA and them removing this black box warning from the estrogen products, we see more of those labs done now. But then the question comes to say, how can I rectify this problem that I have? I can see that my labs are low. What can I do to fix the problem? And that's where we would have better answers now. And this, by the way, doesn't go just for women. We see men on their 30 and 35, and they have low energy, tanked testosterone, muscles. There is no, they cannot go, and we have to look at that also and be realistic about the challenges.
You know, Dr. Omar, the information that you disseminate here weekly is so invaluable to the listeners. And I just, we're limited in our reach, but you and the information that you have, you're not alone with it, but I guess it's just a matter of how far we can spread this information. It is something that I don't care, who you are, your standard, your standing economically in life. This information, it's life changing. And so now people who have been looking at this thing through a different prism, Dr. Omar, all of this has to now all of a sudden change. Is the change smooth, or are there, there's still people who are playing with the old rule book?
It's the general consensus is that people are playing with the rules of what they see in front of them. And you are talking to practitioners and patients who have been used to doing things in a certain way. The role of a pharmacist is to try to connect the world of the practitioner and the world of the patient. So the more that we learn and we can teach the patient and communicate with the provider, this open discussion creates awareness. And that's why, like, let's say next month, there is something called the Longevity Fest in Las Vegas, in which it's a convention with so many doctors, functional medicine practitioners, and companies involved in longevity. And there are discussions, there are seminars, there is science. I go to these seminars, I come back, and I have these discussions with providers and with patients. So keeping the conversation open and communication in which what's best to do and focusing on the actual challenges the patients are suffering from, that's where we can find solutions to our health. Because the solutions can be in very simple things: sleeping better, eating healthier. But some patients are doing all of that and we don't see the results. So it's going to be something beyond the prescription pad. We have to actually figure out what is going on. Maybe it is a gut issue. It's a bug in the gut that makes the digestion not perfect and that destroys the metabolism. So we have to be realistic and have this communication going for each patient. And that's why the healthcare system need to be changing in a faster pace, in a better pace. But I want to tell you that the way things are going in the last few weeks and months, maybe there is a lot of hope that we need to address. But I am also worried that people are going to jump on the wagon of, I want to change everything today, in one day, in 24 hours.
Right.
And that's where we need to just kind of slow down and just take things slowly.
You know, Dr. Omar, you talk about the healthcare system. Everybody's talking about the healthcare system. There's so many different facets to the healthcare system. Trying to change that is like trying to turn an aircraft carrier around in a pond. It is not an easy thing. There's so many different facets to it. And yet you are able to take some bites out of it, and you bring us this really important information and knowledge. But as you go to these kinds of seminars and places, I don't know how many pharmacists there are, in this nation, but those of you who gather are still only a microcosm of the pharmacists that are out there. And so that's why it's so valuable to have this relationship and connection with you here, because we at least get that. But so what happens if, you're a pharmacist bringing us this information, not a doctor? And so, what happens with other pharmacists who are overwhelmed? That you're not, we're not saying and pointing fingers. I'm not pointing fingers at pharmacists. The average pharmacist who works on an assembly line is doing the best that they can to keep things going. But is there any entity outside of you doing all the studies that you do that we should be looking to help us get this information?
Great
Governmental body?
question. The challenge that we have is that the system was built, of the healthcare system that we have, is built for insurance, not the people.
Right.
So patients think that healthcare is about health, but it's actually built around billing codes, coverage rules, formularies, liability, cost control. I have a patient who's very interested into weight loss, and the discussion that we've been having for the last 45 days is about getting coverage for his Mounjaro prescription. And then everything else I try to tell him and feed him with information gets to be the 10% of our discussion. So we as pharmacists are overwhelmed with the main tasks that eat all of our time. Any pharmacist that does what I do need to be very proactive and try to gather this information and create his business module around that. And this is not easy. But there are several of us who understand this, and we try to push on the systems and spread the word of what we can do to help the patients. But trying to step away from the computer screen and talking to patients, it's very hard because you go pick up your medication and then you see the technician looking at you with the glaring eyes. Do you have any question about your medication? And she's just not saying it, but you read it in their eyes. Just go away. I have another patient who's waiting for
Right.
me. So no, I don't have any question about my medication. I'm gonna ask Google. I'm gonna ask ChatGPT. I'm going to get my information. So That it's not easy. It is not easy, and that's why we have to always have this discussion. What can we do to make things easier, and how to give this awareness to the patients so they know their rights to ask for those rights, and that will, by default, talk to the healthcare systems to shift their investment into making health more accessible rather than sickness, rather than trying to reject coverage and figuring out true solutions.
You know, Dr. Omar, you know, it may be a simplistic response on my end, but again, I'm just a lowly talk show host. At the root of all of these things related to healthcare, at the bottom line is the bottom line. And so I don't know if it's that way in other countries, but in this one, at the root of all these things is that investment that you're talking about. And so the people's and their lives almost appear to be secondary. And that's a big thing to attempt to tackle in a, you know, government like ours, in where big business and money kind of control our elected officials, who are supposed to be the watchdogs of what we're talking about here. And the fact that you can come on and give us this information, Dr. Omar, I'm forever grateful that you can give us this information, because I'll tell people straight up, I said this to you when I spoke to you this morning. Here it is, you know, 7 below 0, whatever it is. And I feel magnificent. I mean, I feel stronger than I have in a long, long time. I know that it's not because, you know, I found the fountain of youth. It is because of my conversations with you over this last 2 years, and me taking your advice and taking supplements. And man, I just feel like I can conquer the world. But that's because you have this knowledge, you have this information, you continue to go out and seek it, and so we're fortunate to have that information from you. But for people who can't and don't, you know, my heart bleeds for them, because we can make America healthy, can't we?
We can, and looking at our history together, Earl, talking about your health, talking about the advice that I am giving you here and there, we don't spend much time talking about that, but it's all about listening and offering the advice that is unbiased, that's based on what you actually need. Because to give you an example, like when you come and tell me, I feel like I go to the gym and my muscles are not, I'm not holding the weights I used to hold. I asked you a simple question. Do you take creatine? You told me no. So I told you, okay, how about you take this powder and you add it to your daily dose of supplements that you take, powder that you put in water and you drink every day, because creatine is going to feed your muscles, increase the ATP cells, which is going to help you with energy when you are at the gym. It's going to help feed your brain. It's going to help with your goal of what you're asking me for. This is not a drug. This is an advice. So I think having these conversations with healthcare professionals who we trust, it doesn't have to be a longer conversation, but it has to be specific. And we have to really believe that we are here to help ourselves and help our family, help our patients to get better. And that's how step by step these relationships is going to create better health.
You know, Dr. Omar, I can't, you know, none of us can turn back the inevitable. We are here for a specific period of time. Our bodies weren't built to last, weren't created to last forever. So the aging process is inevitable. But man, I kind of look forward to these years as I age even more, because I'm feeling better as I'm aging. And the only reason...
Because you're active, Aaron. You are active.
Oh, I stay active. Yes, sir. But it's not just that I'm active. I've always been active. It's because of the knowledge that I'm garnering from you and those things that you suggest. You know, I invest some in my health. And so whatever the cost is, it's worth it, right? For me to have a truckload of gold and feel horribly physically and mentally, what does that gain me? Nothing. So, yes, I invest a little bit monthly in those supplements, but, man, that's a better investment than my automobile, because my physical automobile, because investing in myself gives me the belief that, you know, this aging process doesn't have to be. When I tell people my age, they say, "I can't believe you're that old." I'm like, what am I supposed to be, bent over, Dr. Omar? Am I supposed to not know my name?
So the upfront cost for functional health is always higher. And we are trying to push the healthcare systems to pay more for the functional health. But unfortunately, it's not paid by the insurance. We are having a challenge that healthcare system is waiting for you to fall and be sick to help you. And this is a big challenge, but I'm glad that you bring this up, because if we talk about supplements, if we talk about hormones, if we talk about compounding, all of that's not paid by the insurance. So the client, the patient, has to be proactive in terms of the investment and understanding that core value of what I can get out of my investment. So understanding that is one of the messages that we always try to disseminate to the community.
You know, Dr. Omar, this subject today really is so unbelievably important. And I wish every woman could hear this, right? Because if they knew, they would certainly react in a different manner, right? You can't help but see all of the information on making sure my skin is elastic, is more elastic, making sure that I can keep my cheekbones higher by what is the stuff that they use to fill in.
Botox.
Yeah, Botox. Collagen. You know, that stuff, it's everywhere, right? And they're making a mint on that stuff. But the things that you are talking about here, that I'm not saying that's not important to a woman. I'm a man, right? You know, I know those things are important to a woman. But my God, you're talking about staving off dementia, life-changing kinds of things. Man, that should be number one on the list, right?
Yeah. If we are going to tell women something today, get your hormones checked. If we tell something to men today, after 35 or 40 years of age, you feel your body is changing, your energy is low, get your testosterone checked. These are important so they can be addressed. And we are not just encouraging people to take hormones. We are encouraging people to be in balance. Your body needs to be balanced, because the optimum health is the investment in your longevity and being able to live healthier longer.
Dr. Omar, I wish I had more time. We're going to be working on that, man, because, you know, I don't even want to let this go, but the clock on the wall says we must at least put a pin in it for now. Man, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your continued commitment to educating people who really, you know, have been in many instances been misled, who don't even understand, like myself, the inner workings of their bodies, how it's all configured. And, you know, we certainly don't understand the things that you guys understand. But I when I hear somebody who is making sense, you know, I'm certainly willing to listen. So thank you. We got to let you go for now.
Thank you.
We'll see you real soon. May Allah bless you and continue to bless you and your family. And we can continue this subject matter.
Awesome, Earl. Thank you.
All right, take care. We'll see you soon. Kiss the babies.
Take care.
See you later.
Take care.